Wow! I'm ready!
Where are you?
Going to DJ's in my car! Beat out!
Woo! Hello?
You gotta be smiling, you gotta be dancing, you gotta be shaking that ass!
2 seconds in.
What up, Joe Exotic? Welcome to the top 10, maybe even top 2 podcasts on the interwebs. No need to fear, the Boken Boys are here, podcasting in your ear. From the Square Mile City, Frank Sinatra's back door.
Stinky farts, Frank.
Hoboken, New Jersey. We are the Boken Boys. I am your chubby friend Z. And in front of me, as always, is the negative, nipple-loving, nincompoop, Bones!
I do love nipples. Who doesn't love nipples?
And I didn't prepare, but to my right, the Staten Island Stumble!
He's across the table from you.
You have to talk into the microphone.
I get it.
Do you?
Do you, though?
Sheely and the Esquire are here.
Hello.
I don't have any memories
You can
today.
Use my real name now. I'm not a lawyer anymore, so.
Okay.
Well, I mean, technically you
no,
are.
No, I'm still a lawyer.
So we have that on tape. He's not a lawyer anymore.
Wow.
He's
still
a lawyer. It's on so, tape.
Yeah. No law advice anymore, please.
That's it. Well, no one ever asked me for anything.
I got no memories. I got no weekend recap because fucking life sucks.
Does it, though?
Yeah. I mean, my life's the same, but that just means it sucks in general.
Can we talk about our toilet paper usage since
sure.
Madison's left?
Sure.
So last week, when Madison was here the week before, we used 7 rolls of toilet paper in that week. 7. That's an insane amount. Since she's left, we've used 2.5. Just between me and Chris.
Wow, that's a great story.
No, I mean, it's an incredible amount.
Hold on. Well, let's find out how long
a toilet paper. You gotta actually talk into the microphone.
Let's find out how long a toilet paper
roll. Like into the microphone.
It's into the microphone.
You stupid bitch.
Length of a toilet paper roll.
You didn't see the Instagram video of this today? It was something about if you took 4 cases from Costco, you'd have to take like 1,800 shits a day in order to use all the toilet paper. Some guy broke it down on Instagram this morning. Very entertaining.
It's 4.5 feet, so it's times 7, that's what? 31.5 feet of toilet paper.
It's a lot of
in
feet.
1 week.
That's lots of feets. Lots of feets. The Daily Dose of Donald, Bones. You got, what do you got?
Oh, I just wanted to talk about how Donnie's on television every single day at 5 o'clock now, and it's wonderful. I thought it would get old, but it is still hysterical. The questions, I don't care about what he says. I just care about the questions and answers. The Q&A session is fantastic. I don't know if you heard, like, they asked him about, like, so my kid's at home, and, like, what should we do to, like, keep them occupied? He's like, tell them to watch television.
Like, Donald was, like, with that attitude, too, like,
yeah.
Throwing up his hands.
He's like, this is a great time for them to, like, learn some stuff. Like, he didn't know how to really answer that question. It was so he's oblivious to a lot of things, I think. Yeah.
Well, most celebrities, even politicians, are, right? Because they live in a grand, you know, structured schedule all the time.
Also, the 6 feet rule, he doesn't keep to that at all in any of his conferences. There's like 10 people right behind him, just tightly packed behind him. And then he's like, when he's signing the $2 trillion fucking bailout bill for our country, he's taking pens out of a box and handing them to people. I'm like, you're literally not listening to anything anybody has said. I don't care. I mean, I'm fine with it. But like,
he doesn't have the Rona, though, so it's fine. He got tested. Kid tested, mother approved.
There's no Rona.
He's allowed to
have things. Yeah, but he can get Rona the next day.
Did he, though? Are you?
No, he never got tested.
Since when? You are?
I'm not going to do this for an hour.
What else you got for Donnie boy?
No, that was it. Just his daily dose of Donnie.
You have here toilet licking.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen this meme that goes around? People are licking toilets.
It's not a meme. It's real life.
Real life. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's made into a meme. And now people are getting coronavirus from licking the toilets.
There was an online challenge on social media to lick a toilet bowl during the Rona.
Yeah, I saw that.
And someone actually licked a toilet bowl and got the Rona.
It was a pretty hot chick.
Yeah.
Which is not hot anymore,
and
though.
Joaquin Phoenix, I think, serves you right, you stupid
actually,
bitch.
Actually, one could argue that she's even hotter now because of her hot fever.
Some people might be into that kind of shit. That's cool.
Can we discuss how live coronavirus got in a toilet seat? Is this coming out of our asses?
I mean, it's part of your body.
Coming out
of
whatever.
Sweat, blood, and tears.
Does it transfer during sweat?
You can transfer from ass eating, so yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, ass eating season's over right now.
Absolutely transferred from
there's cells on your ass. Yeah. What, like, if you spit in someone's mouth, they can get corona. You think if you shit in their mouth, they can't? Like, what is shit? Like a beautiful end all be all?
All it's right, very small. It's invisible.
Withdraw my question.
All right, it's got to. I would love. I could get into fever porn.
Okay.
I don't know. Just like it gets so hot and steamy that she gets a fever, and then we have sex for so long that her fever breaks.
I don't know. Have you ever had the flu? You don't want to have sex when you have the flu. You don't want to do anything.
Imagine orgasming while your fever broke. How great that would feel.
You ever had sex in a apartment with no air conditioning that's like 95 degrees?
Yeah, you've never had hot yoga sex?
Yeah, that's the same fucking thing.
I haven't. Yeah, but...
Have you ever had sex, period?
It's just like, imagine orgasming while breaking out into a cold sweat because your fever just broke.
Speaking of sweating, it's kind of fucking hot in here right now.
What?
I'd say.
I'm comfortable.
And I open the windows a little bit. Oh. Maybe it's the rum. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably the alcohol.
Maybe you're getting
drinking.
The Rona live on air.
Live Rona updates.
This is so hot.
Hey, listen to my heart rate. Tell me if
you know what you could do. You could get into some fever porn now. Online casinos, Bonesy.
Everyone, I think gambling is definitely up heavily because DraftKings. There's no tables open when you go to like the. There's like infinite blackjack, which is fantastic. They can have as many people as they want in there. There's like 120 people playing at the same time. I've never seen more than like 7 people playing at the same time.
And it's like one-on-one versus a dealer?
It's one-on-one versus a dealer. Everyone has the same cards. Everyone's the same cards. And then, which is kind of annoying because people, you know, obviously hit when they shouldn't.
Yeah, you have to go into the higher tables. Then
how many
not.
Decks is it?
One, it, well, it's a whole shoe. It's the whole shoe, yeah.
It's the whole shoe.
Everyone plays one.
The shitty part is, so there's 120 people. So if you hit hold or stay, I'm sorry, someone else can hit.
Yeah, like dealer's showing
you get your cards, but then they'll hit. And then if the dealer hits after that, like you would have maybe not hit. They hit though. So the dealer hits the next card. You could play in a $50 table though, and you have your own spot where you're playing with the table, like a regular casino.
That sucks. That kind of fucks up the odds.
Well, it doesn't. It doesn't. I don't really believe in odds in blackjack because if I hit, that throws off the entire shoe's odds.
Well, there's dynamic odds.
Yeah, but there's definitely odds. Yeah, good point.
And you could see which people hit and which people stayed. Like you'll see, like the numbers on the side.
I stay every time.
Do you?
So
I'll stay.
If I'm over 12, I never hit over 12.
You never hit over 12.
Unless
dealer's showing you 10.
Never hit
on a 12. You hit on a 12.
Never hit on a 12.
Why? A 9's a 21. So any you just don't need a face card or a 10.
I never hit on a 20 on it because that's just what I do.
Even if he's showing a queen?
Even if he's showing a queen.
Because there's 20 10 value cards.
Do you always split a pair of eights?
I will always split my cards regardless if it's 2, 3, whatever it is. I will split it every single time if the dealer is showing less than a 7.
I agree with that.
Every single time
most
I'll split.
Most people probably do that too.
I would split
I'll split 2.
Yeah, but if the dealer's showing seven or eight and you have 2 9s, you want to split the 9s.
But that's 100%. Contradictory to your own strategy then, because if you have 2 2s and you split them, the odds are you're going to get a 12.
Yeah, then I won't hit.
But then you want to go a 12 up against the 7.
Yeah, but then also, the second card, if I get 5 2 2s and I get a 7 on one and an 8 on the other one, I will double down on both of those. I double down on anything between like 7 to 10 or 7 to 11 I will double down on if the dealer is not showing like a higher card than me, basically. Mm.
Do you guys bet the side bets? That's my big draw of that. I love that.
Those are the most sucker bets you could ever have.
No, because
the odds are so terrible.
No, but the getting a pair, any pair is 8 to 1.
Yeah, but
any
how pair often do you actually get a pair?
Yeah.
Like probably every 13 hands?
Yeah. I don't know. That's good, though. 8 to 1, then 25 to 1 for a suited pair, which is fantastic.
Yeah, but I just told you you're losing 5 to 1 every time.
I understand, but I'm betting majority. I'm putting like a dollar on it, so I'll bet... $10.
I'll bet $5. But I bet every 13.
No. I do 3 side bets. I do the 21 plus 3. What's it called? The other one where it's like if you get a flush, a trips or whatever.
They're called sucker bets for a reason. Yeah,
I understand, but I like them.
You always.
I like them.
Right. You have odds for a pair in blackjack 1.69% of the time, which means you should be getting paid out about 55 to 1.
And you're getting
and
an
you're
8 to 1.
8 to 1.
So 8 to 1 or 25 to 1.
You're paying a dollar on average to receive
it makes it fun.
12 cents.
It makes it fun. It makes it exciting.
Sure. Why don't you just go to the store, buy a gun, buy a bullet?
rent a gun.
I'm not betting hundreds of dollars on this, Chris. Let's relax.
I know. I'm just joking. Let's see what else we got for the intro here. The Wegmans coffer. Someone in New Jersey went to a Wegmans and is facing charges of terroristic threats because he coughed on the Wegmans worker and said, I have the Rona.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Intentionally?
Yeah. The Wegmans worker was acting a fool to him, so he just went up to him and goes, I have the Rona, and coughed on him.
And he got arrested.
Well, I mean, that's assault.
Technically, right now it is.
Well,
if you say I have the Rona first, yeah, but if you just coughed on someone,
I think
if you
assault usually is when you put someone in fear of an immediate battery. So,
if I'm just standing next to you and I cough on you, that's not assault.
I guess.
I have the Rona and then I cough on you, yeah, that could be different.
It depends. Yeah. If you just go out on a cough on someone, that's not an assault.
Yeah.
Because they have to be aware of the threat you're posing to them for it to ever be an assault. Otherwise, it's just a battery. Like if I come up behind you and punch you in the head from behind and you never see me, it's not an assault. It's a battery.
Yeah.
I'd hit you. But if you turned around in the middle of it and I just fucking clocked you and you had a second to see me about to hit you,
it's assault then battery.
Well, you should be a lawyer.
So you should. Yeah. So effectively, well, you're punished less to just punch somebody in the back of the head. It's less punishable.
Well, you said I'm not a lawyer.
No, battery is a higher crime than assault.
I know, but if you get assault and battery from punching a guy in the front of his face,
yeah, you're getting
more punishable
two charges.
Than the guy that just punches him in the back of the head. You're almost being incentivized to attack people from behind.
That's good point. Delaware, I think, made it a law that if you're in groups, they will arrest you.
Yeah, well, Delaware is cool. They're a tax haven.
If you are in groups of more than two, they will actually arrest you. That's ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous.
It's a waste of the taxpayers' money.
They're not actually going to enforce it.
What are they going to do? Arrest you and then let you out of jail instantly since everyone's letting everybody out of jail?
Yeah. Well, speaking of moronic people in charge, Phil Murphy said he's going to invade your homes if you have a party. And his number one priority was what? The safety of New Jerseyans?
Safety of New Jerseyans.
As he releases 1,000 people from jail in New Jersey.
1,000 people from jail. Yeah.
Great job.
He got ripped apart on Twitter. He's like, I do this based on statistics and for your safety. He's like, why are you letting everyone out of jail then?
Were they violent criminals?
It doesn't matter. You're in jail. You're not supposed to be out of jail.
Majority of them.
The whole point is you're in jail because you're not supposed to be in public.
Yeah, but
what if you're a hooker and that's why you're in jail?
I'm not taking the defense.
Where are they going
to
go?
Why should you be exempt from being in jail just because like we have to be quarantined to our homes? Where are you going to go? You don't have a home. There's no job.
There's no job.
Let's just go release them into the public right now where you're not allowed to be in public.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of stupid. And the last one was Mayor Garcetti. Of Los Angeles is shutting off the power and water to every business that he doesn't deem appropriate to be open right now. That's smart. No, nothing wrong is going to go down there. You know, like, you can't just shut water off to places. Like pipes will burst. Like things will happen.
Yeah.
Once you shut machines off,
there will be blood.
There will be problems turning them back on. Like 9 times out of 10, especially old places. So good job, Mayor Garcetti. You fucking douche.
And the city will probably have to pay for any damage they cause. So
exactly.
It's
what do they
cost
care?
More taxpayer dollars.
It's monopoly money.
You have people that basically have no right to be in these positions making decisions they never thought they would have to make.
Correct.
Outside of Trump, should we just get rid of every politician and start over?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Let's have a, after this, like, we're going to do a revote. And
a
just
special election?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start with Ravi Bala and work our way down.
Oh, Chris, you have the floor. Let's go.
No, I'm just saying, we're just going to get rid of Ravi Bala.
Well,
He's
going to shut down the waterfront this week, 1,000%.
Actually, like, I'm going to be in jail after saying this because this is a thought crime I just committed. So.
Well, they're going to release you right away, though, so that's okay.
Yeah, you're going to get out real quick.
Thanks for your liberal policies. I'm out of jail already.
I think the Hoboken jail only fits about like 5 or 6 inmates at a time, so you're good. They'll have to kick out like someone who committed his actual crime.
Like a homeless person.
Is there a cell over here?
I have no idea. Thankfully, speaking as
the police department, there's always a cell.
There's only one person who's been arrested here in Hoboken.
I haven't been arrested in Hoboken.
Yeah.
But didn't you and Daddy?
No,
didn't get arrested.
A fine.
They just got their ass.
I didn't get anything. I got nothing.
Didn't he get a fine?
Nothing. No, we sued.
Well, definitely deserve to be in jail at least one of the nights we've been hanging out with.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah.
Didn't you guys get arrested?
No. The other kids got arrested.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That jumped us because of what I said. But then Coov decided that he wanted to sue them because he took, I said no to any medical help because I knew I was like, I'm fine. They're like, well, you want to get tested for concussion? I'm like, nope. If I have it, I'll know tomorrow.
Permanently concussed?
Yeah. Like, I'll know. What are you going to do? What does that even do? It just charges me money. That's all it is.
Okay. Things that slap and don't slap. This is all you, baby.
Oh, I wrote this down, didn't I?
You did.
I did. Things that slap. Not having kids during a quarantine. I don't know. All my coworkers, like when I'm on a call with them, like all the females are just constantly yelling and miserable right now. Mm. I'm just so happy to not have children. Mm. That's I would really regret. I mean, I don't want to have kids anyway, but I'd really regret having kids in this type of situation.
Not only that, but doesn't it kind of beg the question, what are the kids doing? Are they just hanging out, or are they supposed to be being like semi-homeschooled? Right
so now? School, I believe, is only, it's only like half the day. Like most of the schools are only like from 8 to noon.
I'm not
or
talking
like nine
about
to
college
one.
Kids. I'm talking about like
that's what I'm talking about too. Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
So what do they do? Go online?
I have no idea, man. I don't have kids.
Well,
they're like,
thank goodness.
Yeah.
Why don't we call Joe Asaro, our dear friend, and ask him because he is a teacher.
Yeah, no, I mean that is.
But he teaches high school though, so he might not know. About,
yeah,
kid, like young.
I don't. And in New York, they're homeschooling right now until they get the online setup next week.
That's good. That's yeah. good.
So like, if you have a job, you yeah. can't really even do it.
Yeah, that's what my coworker was telling me. She's doing. Yeah, she said she's like teaching them like math and stuff, and she like can't wait for them to be able to go online because she doesn't want to have to teach them.
Yeah, but then she's going to have to teach them how to do everything online. So yeah, it's still fucking ridiculous.
I've always thought about like the respect I would have for people who are parents and work. Could you imagine like we work all day and like you come home, you got to cook dinner, like take care of the kids.
Oh yeah.
And now you got to do both of those at the same fucking time.
All day. And they can't go do anything either. That's why like people are freaking out. They're like, oh, these kids are playing together. They're playing sports. I'm like, what do you want them to fucking do? Mm-hmm. I got to do my job. Let them go play outside. Mm-hmm. Who like what? It's not going to affect them. They're only coming home to see me. Fuck you.
Kids woke me and Sam up this morning at 9 o'clock pounding the fucking basketball against the pavement, literally next to the window for about a half hour. I'm sick of this shit.
Were they...
kids suck.
Were they white kids? No. Oh, okay. Ah. Interesting.
Okay.
I didn't... Were they non-white males? Were they of that category? Persons of color? No? All right. Things that don't slap. I mean, things that, yeah, don't slap is the... being a nurse in an emergency room during this. So my friend from home is he went through some things, life-wise, changed his life from being a big partier, and now he's a male nurse. Quite interesting. But
like in the last 3 weeks or like?
No, in the last couple of years. Okay. I mean, like to go, he was like in marketing and now he's a male nurse. You have to like go to school for that. And he said, Jersey City, he's at Jersey City Medical. He said, it is inundated with coronavirus patients. He's like, coronavirus is everywhere. I definitely have it. Like, I just don't feel anything, but like he's like, don't go to any hospital in this area unless you're actually about to die.
But imagine everyone going to the hospital because they had a fucking cold and they had the rhinovirus.
I mean, that's what happened.
That's probably about 50 million people a year.
50% of the people in the U.S. are going to freak out about this.
You're forcing them. Ugh, don't get me fucking started.
Yeah. Anyway, that's things that slap.
Nice. And did we do not?
Yep. I don't know where you went, but we were here. To go take a quick poo.
One more thing I forgot from the intro. Let's see what our vote is here. These were the finalists from Facebook for the official name of the coronavirus. So I'll read you in order of what they were, but you tell me what your favorite one is. The Wuhan Weezer, the Holocoff, Boomer Doomer, the Chinese flu, the Kung flu, or the Ching Chong, Chinky Wong, Ping Lo Wang, Pow Sweet and Sour Sickness.
Was this Facebook or Joe just made this list?
I'm not sure. I sent it to
you. You sent
it from IG. Yeah.
So what was your favorite out of there?
The Kalikoff.
Yeah.
Bones? I think the Wuhan Weezer is pretty great. I think Mushu Flu should have been added in there.
Villa?
I would say the Holocaust is the most clever.
I think the Holocaust definitely belongs.
Yeah, but that's not relevant to China. I want it to be China related.
It's still funny.
The Wuhan Weezer, like I would buy a shirt that said that.
I would buy a shirt that said the Holocaust.
1000% want to make
one for the show.
1000% want to make a Wuhan Weezer shirt.
All right,
and like do like Weezer's like insignia, like the way they make their band name. Yeah.
I love the idea.
Yeah.
Do a little copyright infringement sounds like a good idea.
I mean, it's Microsoft Word. I'm not it's not copyrighted. It's Wuhan Weezer. It's just Weezer.
It would be like a joke made on it. We don't have to pay copyrights on that.
It's a parody. It's a parody.
It's not really a parody.
I mean, it absolutely is a parody.
It's too long, but number two has got to be the Ching Chong, Chinky Wong, Ping Pang, Lo Wang, Sweet and Sour Sickness.
Yeah.
That's got to be
the sweet and sour. Just the Sweet and Sour Sickness sounds great.
Would you shorten it more? If you had to abbreviate it, would it be the first two or three words? Or the last two?
Sweet and Sour Sickness is perfect.
The Ching Chong Sweet and Sour Sickness. Sorry, I just had to interject in there. All right, Coitus Corner is next.
There's no jobs.
Hold on, I just want to say, you know that in Italy they actually call it the Peroni virus?
Is it really?
No.
Is that because they don't like Peroni? Peroni's shit.
Peroni's Italian.
Well,
Italian.
I know what Peroni is. Oh. Yeah, it's not good.
It's all right.
You don't know shit about dick!
Would you drink it, Villa?
What?
Peroni?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, it tastes like water.
Go ahead. Welcome to the Coitus Corner.
Hot Coitus Corner!
So let's go into the Coitus list. Horned up quarantine. How horny is everybody? Well, you have a girlfriend, so you can just have sex whenever you want. For all the single people out there, how horny are you, Villa?
Pretty horny.
Yeah.
You know.
What do you think the masturbation rate has gone up to?
Well, that's...
Like, it must be insane.
We can look that up. Can't we look up, like, Pornhub stats and things like that? I'm almost positive.
Oh, Pornhub.
It's going to be skewed on topic because they just gave everyone free Pornhub premium in the whole world.
But that's been up there forever.
No, it's free. It's free now.
Like I don't have to put in my, like, information.
Yeah,
I can just click on...
7 days free of Pornhub.
No, that's always been up there.
No, it's 30 days.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 30 days.
It's 30 days.
I don't want to put any information in.
All you have to put in is your... what's it called?
Your credit card. You get canceled after 6 days.
You have to put your credit card. Oh. At the end of 30 days, they ask you if you want to pay for it. And if you say no, then you just lose it. So this is one of those cases,
if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah. All you have to do is put in, not that I know firsthand, just saying.
Yeah. I don't know.
No live stats on Pornhub viewership. It's only back-looking
stuff. I'm less.
So next month we'll have Pornhub viewership stats.
I'm way less horny because, in case you guys haven't known, I started working out recently. Yeah. So I've been lifting.
That doesn't make sense then. Your testosterone should be rising.
Yeah, but I'm depleting my testosterone.
No, it doesn't.
From lifting all of the weights.
But your body would naturally produce more because of that. So you should be more horny.
I wake up in the morning and then I go, oh, shit! That's me lifting.
Going off horned up quarantine. What are you guys getting into kinkier porn?
No,
because you're watching porn more often.
Could it get any kinkier than what I was before?
I stay in my lane.
No, yeah, we need more structure. Nobody even knows what day of the week it is now. So the only structure some people have in their lives is the porn they've been watching for the last several years.
Yeah. Okay, that's a very very scholarly answer.
I would get into fever porn if they started releasing it.
I bet they have it. Just type it in there.
What would it be, though? Like, what would your perfect fever porn?
A girl with a really rosy face because her fever is breaking. And then you just see her start sweating immediately as she orgasms.
Or like a semi-gag cough blowjob.
Yeah, tons of coughing. And then she actually just throws up on your penis.
Are you guys into bondage porn?
No.
Asking for a friend. I'm not.
That's some weird shit. I don't like
really?
I don't like pain, so I don't want to be hit. I don't mind a choke here and there, but that's not pain. That's just like, oh my God, I can't breathe.
Yeah, it's not pain at all. No pain in that.
Not really. No, not like a hard choke, a soft...
I never know how hard to go with choking. I feel like we've talked about this before. Like, what is, like, am I going too hard with that? Like, I don't know. Like, what's the level?
Oh, when they can't talk anymore.
Yeah.
Well, when they're dead.
Well, that's the starting point. That's the starting point is when they can't talk anymore.
No, the starting point is when they're dead.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you move it back from there.
Right about when you're getting ready to stuff them into a meat grinder, I think, is when you have to stop.
That's when you stop?
Easy, Joe. Joe Exotic over there. Carol.
Mm-hmm. I knew that the semi-violent sex talk was going to end up fucking this serial killer joke.
He's
not a serial killer.
We don't know anything that happened. Anyway, continue, Bones.
And then the last thing I have is snail trail. Do you guys know what a snail trail is?
Yeah, gross.
You do? Well, then what is it, Phyllis?
There was that meme from a couple of years ago from Tinder or something where the girl says something about it. It's disgusting.
Oh, it's okay. You pretend to be a slug and then you let the goo drop out of your coochie and pretend and drag it on the floor?
Yeah.
No,
is that what that is?
No. This stripper used it differently. So I was going through Reddit, strippers' worst experiences. And she said, one douchebag with a Texas accent wanted a refund because my, in quotes, pussy wasn't wet enough and didn't leave a snail trail on his lap. He also demanded a refund because he tried to slip his dick out mid-lap dance, and I screamed for security.
Security!
Yeah, Villa, we really took that to the next level. That wasn't at all what we were thinking.
Yeah, so he wants a wet chest from...
Yeah, it's a trail left by the vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah,
from being
snail
moist.
Trail. I love that word. I'm all in on that word.
From being moist.
Yeah. Do you not like snail trails?
Moist.
Are you guys into squirters?
No.
No?
Not at all.
I don't know.
There's got to be some piss in there, That's why. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Yeah, I don't want that.
You know, do you eat asshole? Piss isn't that bad if you think about it that way.
I get what he's saying, but it's more so about the simultaneous mental climax from the other chick that gets you off. It's not necessarily like fucking.
You feel like a stud if she's gushing. You're like, oh yeah, that's what it's about. I gave her that dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it's cool. Not because like, oh man, I love getting fucking you know, Gatorade squirted in
love
the face.
Love getting super you know, yeah, no, cooler. Yeah, no, nobody wants that.
love getting gouged.
I think we can all agree that the only thing better than a nice little gushing and squirting would be if her fever broke mid-orgasm.
Yeah.
And she just started sweating. I'm just saying.
They should just start doing that like in hospitals, like for real.
What?
Like the people that actually treating like coronavirus
inducing
patients.
A fever and then making it break while orgasming.
Yeah,
I feel like that would be medical malpractice.
People would
somehow.
Probably recover a lot faster if they were doing just, that.
Let's troll. Hey, the Scipion's here. Time to fucking break your fever, bitch.
I read another interesting thing. Just to continue, Cordis, real quick. Is there somebody asked on Reddit? Is there a dick so large that it could actually make you pass out? Because of the amount of
shout
blood.
Shout out Scott. Shout out Scott.
Yeah, that's what it was. The yes, that's what it was. Because of the amount of blood flow.
Scott loves Googling about dicks.
Yeah, he does.
Interesting.
Because the amount of blood flow going to the size of that dick. Right. And there is actually a size, but it is, I think it was like absurdly massive. Like no possible human could have that
size. It had
size
to be
penis.
Like an 18-inch penis based yeah, was, on the girth thing. Yeah,
which the body would never let that happen in nature. Because yeah. Then people would be dying left and right before they break.
I mean,
people
are born with abnormalities.
Yeah. And that guy would be unkillable if he had a dick that big.
No, the only way you could kill him was by getting him hard. And yeah, he yeah. just passed out.
Yeah, that's the only way to defeat him. What would you do? What would you do?
It's like cutting Samson's hair, you know?
What if he was gay? What would you do to make him die if you had to battle him?
Well, he would have to take it. He wouldn't be able to give.
Yeah, I'll let Chris.
No, but like, what would you do to like get him jacked?
Why are you touching your nipples while you're asking this question?
When you get men off, do you often rub their nipples?
I've never done it before. That's why I've directed the question to you. You fucking homo.
Well played. Well played. All right. Anything else in coitus?
No, that was it.
Nah, none of us are getting laid. So.
Not right. even sex workers. So I was reading about that. I was like, is sex workers,
yeah,
are they still working? No.
Probably not.
No, they're
yeah,
not.
They're more non-essential. Of the coronavirus than
why? They literally, they don't kiss you anyway, essential. And they're always wearing protection.
Yeah, they're just selling drugs now instead, probably.
Yeah. Drug business must be.
Oh, it's booming.
Rocketing.
One way or the other, I can't get a hold on which way it would go, right? Because you're not going to do blow. I mean, maybe we'll do blow in your apartment to call it, you know, whatever.
We're saying we're not going to.
We're not?
No.
All right. The Hunger Games, the Hunger Games United States map.
Chris is
was
done
released.
With that. Chris doesn't like anything that's out of order. He gets very.
This is fine. Yeah. We're just moved on.
Yeah. We're just moving on to what's on my list.
They
next.
Broke up the United States into 13 quote unquote districts a la the Hunger Games.
You mean
so,
the 13 original colonies? Did they break it up like that specifically?
No.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Who would win in the 13 original colonies battle? I'm just fucking with you. Go ahead, Chris. Anyway. I know you're freaking out right now.
I'm
mentally
not freaking
inside.
Out. So anyway, I will read off the 13 districts, and then we can say if there was a war right now in the United States that broke out at this very moment, and these were the 13 districts, who do you think would win and why?
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Are the leaders of those districts... like the governor, or do we like...
They would have to figure that out amongst their own okay. themselves.
So we can use that in our kind of our analysis.
Sure, you could use anything you'd like.
Do you want to go through it for
I'm
the listeners?
I'm going to do it right
because,
now.
Yeah, okay.
For the listeners?
District 1, Southern California.
Yes. Yes, please.
2 is Arizona, New Mexico, and Colorado.
The meth belt.
3 is Utah and Nevada. It is Las Vegas and Utah, basically.
Uh-huh.
District 4 is Florida, New Orleans... the East Coastline up until you get to basically New Jersey and the Alabama Gulf parts over down there. District 5 is Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota. District 6, Michigan and Ohio. 7 is Washington State, Northern California, Oregon, and the liberals in Idaho. Actually, I'm sorry. It's the part of Oregon that
Libtard
the...
Libtard is
the,
weird.
No, the red... conservative part of Oregon and Idaho. District 8, Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri. District 9, Kentucky, Indiana, Illinois, Arkansas. 10 is Montana, North and South Dakota, and Wyoming.
Can we just cancel that immediately?
11 is Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and the Carolinas. However, it's all the parts that are not along the coast, so not a lot of people involved there, except for Texas. District number 12 is the DMV in West Virginia. And District 13 is pretty much everything from New Jersey and Pennsylvania north. So New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, Connecticut, and Rhode Island.
Yeah, commonly called the Northeast.
I'm just, you know. Well, because like Michigan is, you know, sometimes
not part of the Northeast.
To be clear, it's not like what side would you think would kick some ass. Mm. This is total fucking war. Somebody has to win. Someone's going
starting
to
right now. Yeah, someone's got to win.
America. Yeah. I have an opinion. I'm going to start with the top three, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
So the Northeast District 13. I mean, it's just the most populous, right? So just by that alone, I think you gotta.
Yeah, well, China the fuck out of the rest of our country.
Exactly. Yeah. The other one, and I'm not saying this to be for the sake of just being unpopular. Utah and Nevada would be next to impossible to invade. It's all mountains. It's split down the middle with mountains. How are you gonna fight anyone there? It's easy to defend. They can defer the battle longer.
What about Colorado? Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico.
Yeah, and they have to. They're teaming up with the fucking homos from
the only thing is
Mexico and Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona and Mexico are pretty fucking useless.
And all then right. I would say Texas in my top three too. That whole group, just because Texas has been waiting for something like this for fucking
they're ready
about 200 years, so they're ready to go.
All right, Villa, where are you going with this? We can debate after. Just where are you going with this?
I'm gonna go with New York, because that's where I live.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the whole Northeast corridor.
So you're going on a hope basis.
No,
you're actively like I'm hoping we win.
More like, you know.
More like I'm from New York. I root for the Yankees.
Yeah, I put on for my city, basically.
I put on.
All right, Bones, where are you going?
I'm probably going to go with the Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Like, yeah, you're saying that the coast, the central part of the state doesn't have as many people, but that's where the crazy people with all the guns are. Like, the controlled, shoot, they know how to shoot more than most people in New York City that aren't white.
To me, this was very easy. To me, the easy answer here is Montana, the North and South Dakotas, and the Wyoming.
Why?
The amount of land that you have to go and invade for how few people there are, and all of our basically missiles are probably over there in the whole country, because who the fuck knows what's over there? So they could literally just sit up in where they are. You can't attack them from the north. You can only attack them from the south. So they have geographic barriers to help out, because Canada's not involved. So they are landlocked only by the places around them. And they have a lot of firepower, a lot of crazy fucking ranchers and hillbillies, and they have the missiles to defeat everyone else.
So I think we're forgetting one major point here. What side, where is the military, you know, the general, like
whatever
the military.
If there's a base there, it's yours.
No, but where's the military picking? Because the military is going to choose a side.
If there's a base there, it's yours.
So if there's a military base there, it's yours. Then I'm going to take Southern California because of the Navy. Because then they can just surround the rest of the country.
Yeah, but how's the Navy going to attack any of the places in the middle of the
country? They don't have to. They can just literally, they can quarantine the entire country and not let any goods get in and just wait you guys out.
Yeah, and then they'll just march forward and kill everyone.
Who?
You're in the water. They could just blow up your ships. It's over.
If you have all the battleships, how are they going to blow up all the ships?
With the missiles that we have in the country.
They're in the battleships. Most of the missiles are on battleships.
How do you think we nuke people? We have silos.
There's a lot more nukes that are in subs and battleships than there are in our country.
So where are you going to nuke in Montana that you're going to kill people? You have no idea where they are.
You don't need more than one.
Hold on, Chris. Actually, I have to your own point, the problem with yours is the North Dakota and South Dakota are totally flat. You're going to be able to invade that immediately.
Yeah, it's all plains.
Which takes the eastern might even flank.
Montana's very...
Hold on. No, I get it. But to your own point about the ocean, that's going to take the whole eastern flank. Now, the people on the west of that, Washington, Oregon, all those people, they're not going to go directly down to South California. They're going to invade Montana and...
Yeah, and die in the mountains, in the desert.
But they're going to have to defend two sides. They're going to have to defend the east and the west, no other district is going to have to do that.
Dangerous game.
Every district in the middle of the country has to defend north, south, east, and west.
No, not really. Well, definitely not District 11. I mean, I think we're cool on the bottom there. They're gonna invade upward. And they get to pick.
The Florida one, you could just push into the sea and they're dead. That's the easiest one, to just push into the sea.
That cough doesn't sound great.
I don't have Rona.
Having a Navy is good, but you also need land. So the people in Florida, you could just push them right into the ocean and they're dead.
I'm not defending
Florida. The Navy can just take over Florida. Claim that as their land.
Yeah, but like they have like the rockets there.
Yeah, so but that
here's they can just go to space and win.
I think you're I guess in theory. You're expecting that they have the rockets there is like a thing that every state has these rockets in their state. That's not true.
Exactly. That's why most of
the rockets aren't in our country. They're on battle. They're on ships. Like if you control the ships,
yeah, but Florida controls the entire Gulf of Mexico.
We also have brown water.
Not if they don't have ships to go in there. Like, then we can...
We have, like, that's where a lot of our ships and shit are. From Texas east to Florida, that's where, like, a lot of our stuff is docked.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
You don't seem to know
this
very
much. I have a military map in my head.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think that's true.
How about we do this? Let's eliminate places that we don't think could ever win. You picked Southern California.
No, I didn't say to ever win.
But you think they're good. So,
well, if we're going to say that the military base is then yours in that area, I'm going to take Southern California.
I think we can eliminate the Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado people.
Definitely.
You said Utah, Nevada. Think about, though, the people fighting for you in Utah. They're
Mormons?
Weird Mormons.
And yeah. They're big, old offensive linemen, too.
Yeah, a lot of Samoans.
I don't know. You're thinking of Wisconsin.
I think they're out. And you're getting Las Vegas.
Everybody in the Midwest.
Strippers aren't going to be good in a battle. They're strippers. Well, and seedy people who are used to paying people to do things.
They probably
they're
have
not
those,
fighters
those,
themselves.
Those little like hooker guns, like the single shot pistols. So
those are only good in close combat.
Yeah.
So I think we could eliminate them. The Florida one, I guess we could keep for the craziness.
They might get to level two, but they're never getting to the final battle.
Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota. I don't know.
No.
I feel like they have nothing there but big people.
Yeah. They just can't be invaded in the wintertime.
Just have big fat fucks just like, you know, falling asleep at their posts.
The best geographically located one might be Michigan and Ohio, because in order to actually attack parts of Michigan, you have to like basically go into the fucking the Great Lakes.
You need a navy.
You need, there's no way to get there because it's landlocked from Canada up top. So there's really no way of getting to Michigan proper. They only have to defend the southern border of Michigan.
You ally with Canada,
and they'd be easy.
No, Canada's out of this.
And they'd be easy to
Canada just doesn't exist in this scenario.
You have to basically, if you're Michigan, you only have to defend your southern border. There's nothing else you have to defend. Because there's no way for them to get
so
to you.
Here's the issue that you keep forgetting. How are they going to get supplies when we cut the other armies?
The seven lakes. They would actually have the best benefit.
It's whatever you're producing in your states.
Okay.
That's it.
Do you think they can survive purely off of that?
California certainly can't. They produce nothing but weed.
And oranges.
Yeah.
And avocados.
And raisins.
Yeah, they have all like the foo-foo gay things.
They'll be healthy, though.
But we don't want to be healthy. We want to be fucking strong as shit in a battle.
Well, yeah, and again, you're forgetting that California has the
Compton. Yeah, they work out in their front yard, bro.
Yeah, they have Compton, and then all of our ships.
I don't know.
Where's Hawaii? Where's Hawaii in this?
Yeah, good question.
Where the fuck is Hawaii in this?
Hawaii
and Alaska. Are too
I didn't
far
see them.
Away.
Yeah, they're not part of this.
They must have like three aircraft.
Hawaii is obviously the easy pick here because they are just fucking military. Everyone there is a military person. They have all of our shit.
And you can't invade them. They're fucking like 1,000 miles away
from
water.
Good luck trying to bomb them.
The only people that can invade
Japanese
them is Southern California.
Yeah, I'm saying now you can't because we have air defenses and shit. We're like, well, not again. So like, there's literally no way to attack Hawaii anymore. True. And Alaska.
No
like,
way.
Whatever. Who cares?
Who
just leave Alaska
DC?
Alone.
Is that included DMV. In DMV? Yeah.
Yeah,
the District of Columbia, Maryland, Virginia.
That's just a bunch of poor black people and politicians.
DMV is Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia.
So what's the place we're going to say would fall
District
first?
Of Columbia,
District
Maryland.
District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia. Delaware is not part of that.
No.
Delmarva. That's where the DMV comes from.
It's not.
The DMV. District of Columbia.
Maryland, Virginia.
Maryland, Virginia.
So who has Delaware then?
I think they were in the northeast part, maybe.
Well, that says wait a minute. Your northeast includes D.C.?
No.
Then it's not a true northeast,
Did you fuck
this
up, Chris?
You did.
No, it's not. Look at the map. The DMV in West Virginia is interesting because you do get West Virginia, and it would be very difficult to like go into the swamps of West Virginia and the woods and kill inbreds.
Swamps, huh?
Are there swamps?
And they'll
West
fight
Virginia?
Forever.
I don't think you're just making shit up.
I don't know if there is swamps in West Virginia.
Well, it's mountainous. It's mountainous.
They're not going to win.
It's the Appalachian Mountains.
They're not going to be the first to lose.
No, but they'll be the last. They'll be the last to lose.
You're going to say they're going to go to the ship, huh?
No, but just like they'll be like. You know, in like 1970, they found like Japanese people on an island. They still thought the war was going on. Like, that's going to be West Virginia. You're going to like knock on their door and be like, you're going to look at him and his cousin that he's been fucking for 40 years and be like, wait a minute. The war is still going on, boy.
How many gay thruples do you think are in West Virginia?
So many gay thruples. All right. Let's just declare me the winner on this one.
Okay.
I don't think there was a winner.
You don't even. It's over. Pause it for a second.
Don't tell me what to do.
I want to call someone for blind bets.
All right. Why do I have to pause it?
Because I don't know who we're calling yet. You're recording?
Yeah.
So for blind bets, we're going to do our buddy Soup's younger brother, Steve. Three questions. We'll all take guesses as to what we think he is going to say as his answer. Bones, you want to go first, second, third, or fourth?
First.
How do you pronounce this word when you order a sandwich at a deli? Mutz, mozzarella, or mozzarella?
Mm. This is something that a question that you will know the answer
I'm
to.
I'm not going to. I haven't ordered a sandwich with the kid in 15 years.
But you know how he ordered it 15 years
he
ago.
He was six. I don't know.
Mutz.
Mutz. Okay, I am second. I think I'm going to say mutz too. Villa?
I'm going to say mozzarella because he has not doesn't have an Italian sounding last
name. It's Diemer's brother.
I was thinking, Diemerano, maybe right. I'd say
speaking
mutz,
of the microphone.
But it's mozzarella.
Question number two, I go first. Do you put your socks on left foot first, right foot first, or no particular order? I'm going to say left foot first. Villa?
No particular order.
Sheely?
Left.
Bones?
No particular order.
The last question, Villa, you will go first. If they made a clone of you, how many inches would the clone's penis be?
6 inches.
Sheely.
Solid guess. Seven and a quarter. Oh.
7.25 inches.
Think he's got a big
bones.
Cock, huh?
Don't I go last this time?
No. You chose to go first. That's four.
Okay. That's four. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a
6.2.
6.2
the fuck,
inches.
Bro.
Yeah, he's 21 years old. He can't afford not to lie.
I'm
going to
say 6.21 inches.
You fucking cuck.
All right, let's call him back.
Chris is going to guess down to the back of his throat.
So if it's joking length.
Oh shit! Am I calling the right person back? Oh, hey buddy, hey.
Just do it with him.
Wrong person. I love you. I'm going to call you right back.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Who was that?
I called Bailey by accident.
Oh, no. Just do it with him.
No, yeah, but we already did it based on...
No, do it with Bailey. No, go back. Call him back. Call him back.
Call him back.
Call him back.
He has corona.
We'll do it with both of them. Hey, welcome to the podcast. We have the young Diemer, Mr. Little Soup, on the pod. We're going to ask you three questions. You have to answer to the best of your ability and the most honestly that you can.
All right.
Question number one. How do you pronounce this word when you order a sandwich at a deli? Mutz, mozzarella, or mozzarella?
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella. Villa and Chili with one correct. Question number two.
Don't clap at me.
Do you put your socks on left foot first, right foot first, or no order?
No order.
Bang.
Oh, God.
Bang.
So we have Bones with one.
Villa's got two.
Villa with two. Question number three, which could be the tiebreaker. If they made a clone of you, how many inches would the clone's penis be?
Eight.
Yeah!
8 inches. Sheely with one right. Villa, you are the champion.
So you got an 8-inch stick, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Diemer.
That's the...
Love you. Goodbye.
If he answered honestly, good for him. If he answered with his ideal situation, fuck you. It's the first non-real answer we've gotten.
Okay, so we'll call Bailey now.
Same answers.
You could change your answers if you'd like for anything.
No, Bailey would say mutz.
So Sheely's changing from mozzarella to mutz?
And I'm going 6.22 on the cock.
Oh, then I'm just going to change mine.
I'm going to go 6.23.
Right, I'm going to go 6.5.
Cock you can't change. Cock you can't change.
Fine, cock I can't change.
Cock you can't change.
Yeah, I'll stay with 6 inches for the cock.
And the putting the socks on, we're keeping them the same?
Yeah, because that's random. Nobody fucking knows that.
Okay. Yeah. Although I feel like if someone does have a routine with their socks, it might be
I do. I put left on first every time.
You're a psycho.
That's why I picked left, too. I also do left.
You're both psychos.
Yeah, that's strange.
Why does it matter?
It just. And joining us for Blind Bets, our second guest of the day. Do you have corona? Was that a joke or is that real?
Who said I had corona?
Scott and Joe.
He doesn't have corona. Okay. We figured you didn't.
Zero.
Yeah.
All right.
Fuck them.
We're going to ask you three questions. Answer them to the most honest and best of your ability. We have taken guesses as to what you're going to say. Question number one. How do you pronounce this word when you order a sandwich at a deli? Mutz, mozzarella, or mozzarella?
I personally say mozzarella.
Oh, Villa, the only person correct.
Oh, wow.
Question awesome number two. Do you put your socks on left foot first, right foot first, or no particular order?
Almost always left.
Oh,
yeah,
bang.
Boy.
All right, so Sheely has one, I have one, Villa has one. If they made a clone of you, how many inches would the clone's penis be?
Let's give a solid six.
Villa is our champion.
Wow.
Thank you very much for your time, sir, and enjoy the not having corona.
Yay!
Bye.
Wow, what a dominant fucking performance, man.
Villa, did you go two for there?
I went 2 for 2, yeah.
He went 4 for 6 on those,
yeah.
On the last two.
Oh, you're good at math.
Villa is officially now, do I have you on here? You are now 2-1. You were 0-1. You are now 2-1. Great. I dropped to 8-15. And Bones 10-13. Sheila, are you on here?
I've done this before. Or maybe you called me to
he
do it.
He called you. You are now 0-2. You are officially the worst person.
No, I came in, the first one was a tie.
Can you speak into the microphone?
You might have lost the tie.
How did I lose the tie?
Make believe it's a cock and you're about to put
I don't
it
have
in your mouth.
I don't have you on my list.
But I mean the first round here, I just won.
No, I won.
You didn't?
No, we tied. We both got 2.
No, we didn't.
No.
We got mozzarella.
No, Sheila's right.
No particular order.
Oh, you did tie.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, so the okay.
Technically we should have done a tiebreaker.
Well, no.
Tiebreaker right now. Are my nipples hard? One of you has to say yes. One of you has to say no.
Call a listener.
Okay, that's a good idea. One of you says yes. One of you says no. Which one do you? Which one wants yes? Which one wants no?
Is it going to be a girl or a boy?
I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Since I want. Oh, wait. Whose nipples? Yours or the person?
We're going to call someone. We're going to call someone.
I feel like if we call a girl, she's not going to admit their nipples are hard. Unless we call a weird girl.
No, there's some women.
It's simple. Yes or
I'm going to say that she's going to say that her nipples are
but it could be a guy.
Not hard.
You're going to say
guy.
Not hard.
Well,
so Sheila has.
Then,
you have to choose yes or
not
no.
Hard, not hard.
Not hard. Sheila
I
want to
choose
hard.
That she's going to laugh. The person's going to laugh.
Sheila has hard.
Nah,
Villa
not
has
hard.
Not hard.
Chris definitely was yes based on the temperature.
Why don't you just give both of us a win?
One very important question for you
yes,
right now.
Yes.
Because this is America.
Are
we can't
your,
have two winners.
We have Baker on the line. Baker, are your nipples hard?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are.
Psychic link.
Okay, bye. And Villa's the winner.
Yeah, I'm the fucking best.
The reason you both can't get a win because we're not PC. We're not giving trophies out for coming.
We don't reward
tying.
Mediocrity.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you get for coming in last place like you did?
Ah, loser.
Oh, we get to host the podcast.
Yeah. We get to kick you the fuck out. Get out.
That's fine. I'll go back to my apartment.
All right, and that was Blind Fest.
Same thing.
I'm going to do exact same thing.
Informative insights. I have 4. These are actually interesting things to talk about. Number one.
That means they're not interesting at all.
If consumed, the human body would be 81,500 calories. Do you know how long that would feed you for?
81,500
calories.
What if you're a big fat fuck? Like
about a year.
18 days.
Half a year. Half a year.
You're an idiot.
81,000?
18 days.
Half a year. No. 180 days.
No, 40 days. 41 days.
Finally, someone using fucking
about,
math.
About 40 days, yeah.
Yeah, the answer's over
a
little
over 2,000 calories a day. Yeah.
I was thinking 3,500 for some reason first.
Feed you for about longer than a month.
That's what I've been doing recently.
I mean, if you want to really stretch it out, you know, you like a butt cheek here.
Chris from a month ago would have fed you for a year, though.
Correct.
Yeah, it was a full year.
All right, having this combination of hair and eye color is the rarest hair-eye color combination at 0.17%.
I know. Blue eyes, red hair.
No.
Correct.
Yeah.
No. Really?
Banged it right
I was going to say...
red hair is a receding trail.
I was going to say red hair and green eyes.
Red hair, blue eyes is 0.17%.
Blue eyes is already one of the rarest.
What about green? I just thought green eyes
green
are way
are common.
More rare.
Common.
Green yeah, but maybe the combination with the red, whatever the gene type, for whatever reason.
Well, red hair is a receding receding trait, whatever it is. Receding hairline.
How many times does the average drunk driver drive while intoxicated before being popped for their first DUI?
73.
I'm going to...
25.
10.
Very close, Bones. It was 80. 80 is the correct answer.
That makes sense. But it's weird. How would they pull that?
Because most of the time they're driving from the bar to home, which is like a 10-minute drive, right?
I definitely drove drunk at least 80 times. I would say before I got my first DUI.
But that had to be like a survey. How would somebody say like, oh, got to be 100 times? Like, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, you have to figure most people, you know, driving drunk is really just like 2 drinks. Mm. Like most people drive drunk all the time and they're at like a 0.08 and like they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Last one. Whoever can give me the first example of this gets not a high five, an air high five because we're in Corona times. Mm. A contronym is a word that can mean one thing or the exact opposite. Give me an example. Go.
Bad. Oh, that's so bad. It could be bad or it could be good.
That's good. That's perfect. Yeah. That's a good contronym.
Bang, motherfucker.
Air high five. The one I had was dust. You could remove dust or cover with dust.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, that's all I have for informative insights. I thought they were nice. Next up is whatever happened to HQ trivia?
That guy died.
Did he really?
Yeah,
is that
sure,
true?
Pretty sure he died.
He's not dead.
He's not dead?
The guy with the micro penis?
Yeah, tiny dick.
Wait,
guy.
Does he have a micro penis? How do we know that?
Didn't someone tell us a story about how he had a micro penis?
Mm.
Like a personal story? It was like on the airwaves.
You like told one of those that story. Friend of a friend.
That he had a micro penis?
Really? Yeah.
No.
Scott.
Did I?
Someone his name told is us. Scott something.
Scott Tiny Dick.
Scott Hansen.
No, Scott. HQ trivia guy. HQ trivia guy. Scott.
I fucking hate
Scott
him.
Rogowski.
Yeah, Scott Rogowski.
Whatever happened to that?
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
But whatever happened to that?
Look and see if he's alive. If he's dead, that's probably why it's not on anymore.
Well, I mean, they couldn't find another guy to just ask questions.
They could have just used that really hot English chick with the lisp.
He's still alive. But
whatever, still alive is too bad.
Whatever happened to that?
It killed people's phone batteries so quickly that they just stopped playing it.
Also, it was on, you know, you could only do it two times a fucking day.
And like when you won, it was, you didn't really win anything.
Yeah.
Like, didn't you win once? Bucks. You won Chris, like $3?
I won when you with Villa.
Yeah, me, Chris, and like Joe and Val won once. And
I won like 70 cents.
He got nothing. Yeah.
So many people won.
Yeah.
They did during the NBA finals, they did like $1 million for game one, $2 million for game two, and et cetera, et cetera. So like if you won one of those, you probably won a few thousand dollars.
Yeah, but I mean.
Yeah, but if 10 million people are on it.
Yeah, but still like only not that many people would actually win because it would go 15 questions. Yeah, and you weren't allowed to use any like the special privileges of
the hearts and stuff.
So whatever happened to that?
It's not on anymore.
And people stopped using it. They ran out of money. Yeah.
All right. You know, it's just
commonly business. It went out of business.
It's the name of the segment.
Toon Blast stopped sponsoring them. I guess. I don't know.
Toon Blast, huh? Some kinky porn.
No, Toon Blast is that like it's a game.
Yeah,
I know.
The Ryan Reynolds commercials.
And my second one, last one, the only one. Whatever happened to just regular Barbie dolls? I saw the other day that they came out with ones with vitiligo, which is when you have that patchy skin condition.
Oh, did you have this?
It's the skin like when black people have patches of white skin.
Oh, it's not a hair. Okay, never mind.
You just have
they have hairless models, and they had ones in wheelchairs for Barbie. What happened to just regular Barbie?
I get the wheelchair one.
Do you?
I kind of do.
If I'm in a wheelchair, the last thing I want is my Barbie to be in a wheelchair. I want to see her real life Barbie walking around enjoying herself.
The point of the Barbie is someone you want to emulate towards. Do you want to emulate to being in a wheelchair?
Well, not in this America.
Maybe it's not about something to be emulated. Maybe it's about something to be glorified. So if something's glorified in a wheelchair,
should we glorify people in wheelchairs?
I mean, it's not their fault.
It's not their fault, but they can't do things we could do.
Wow. This is getting.
It's not like it's like John McCain. It's like, I really don't like my PLWs because they got caught. It's like one of those things.
Well, is he wrong? I prefer my soldiers to not get captured.
Oh, jeez.
Look, it happens. I'm just saying, wouldn't you rather not have a soldier captured? I just felt that Barbie and Ken were like things that you wanted to strive towards, like, you know, the washboard abs and the beautiful blonde hair, face.
Did you have a Hitler Barbie when you were a child?
Well, that would explain a lot.
You know, it's like what George Patton said. He said, you know, the goal of a war is not to die for your country. It's to make that other bastard die for his. So I guess you and Donald Trump might have a point there, though.
Barbie's not supposed to be in an all-inclusive, like, thing. It's supposed to just be like, yo, I want to be, like, the fucking Barbie.
I think that's the point, that why they're doing different ones.
Yeah, I don't want to be a cripple.
I don't like blondes, though.
That's not the point, though. It's just that kids that are in a wheelchair have a toy that looks like them.
Yeah, but you know that this
who's getting hurt by that?
Yeah, but you know that the people buying this aren't people in wheelchairs. It's probably these, like, douchey yoga moms buying it for their kids. Like, look, we have to be nice to these people, too.
If that's true, that's a little fucking...
You know that this isn't for people in wheelchairs. It's for those fucking bleeding heart liberals that feel better about themselves by buying their kid
by feeling
a wheelchair.
Sympathetic to other people. They feel better.
When in reality, they don't give a fuck about people in wheelchairs.
Well, I mean, that's different, though. That's the reason people are buying it, not the reason why they're being made necessarily.
Yeah, they're being made
making all of them
to play
to
on liberal
them.
Heartstrings.
Well, yeah, all they want to do is sell Barbie dolls. It's a fucking toy company.
Yeah, I think they're probably losing money on this.
Yeah.
Well, there is no job.
Do they have cosplay Barbies?
How's Mattel doing?
No, they don't.
They don't have cosplay Barbie?
No, that's just an American doll. Girl doll.
Oh, okay. Cosplay dolls. Yeah.
All right, that was whatever happened to. We never got a hypothetical from Bob, so we go to Word of the Day.
Oh, did I have one?
Yeah, you said that you had one.
Oh, yeah. Ice road trucking.
All right.
Three words.
Gang.
Yeah, well.
So the Word of the Day, we go around the room and try to guess. This is usually a disgusting word from Urban Dictionary. You try to guess what ice road trucking is. You can give your best guess.
This is a great segment.
You start, Villa.
Getting fucked up the ass in a blizzard.
Getting fucked up the ass. That's a very
I like
good
that
idea.
One. All right. There's only one definition, and it's not that.
Okay.
Ice road trucking.
Yeah.
It has to do with frozen semen. Driving in a car with it and defrosting it on your lips and drinking it.
Jesus Christ. What? No, that is incorrect. Not even close. Nowhere.
I guess drink and cum.
In a car. Drink and cum in a car. There we go. Yeah, that's it. That's all. That's what you just said.
I'm going to go with cumming on a girl's chest, putting her in the freezer, and then titty fucking her afterwards.
I like that one. You were getting closer with on a girl's chest.
Okay.
Yeah, so
you're really loving the serial killer jokes today, Chris. It's getting
no one got murdered in mine.
She's just frozen.
And it was
just stuffed in a freezer. Yeah.
It was anti-fever porn. It was freezer porn.
Are we talking one of those box freezers or like the ones in
yeah,
like
walk-in there? Box.
Yeah, all right, not our freezer.
How would you fit a woman in there?
Well, you cut her up.
Oh my God.
Well, now we're talking about murder porn.
Anyway, so none of those though. It's the act of covering your girl's chest in a white powdery substance, cocaine, powdered sugar, etc., and rolling Hot Wheels across her breasts in the form of to form miniature tire trucks.
No one was ever going to get that.
Well, no, because Chris led it off with, it's normally sexual, so he just fucked everyone over.
It usually, like 99% of the time, it's sexual.
You can make this sexual.
This is the first one that hasn't been sexual.
I know, that's why I liked it.
It's vaguely sexual.
Yeah, I mean, she's got to be naked, and you have to have cocaine.
What a waste of cocaine.
Yeah. I mean, I assume you do it afterwards.
Yeah, but it's, you know,
you're just like rolling a little truck.
Yeah, but it's like going off of her body. And you're going to lose cocaine in this endeavor.
Yeah, you just use meth instead. It's
and especially in these times, you don't want to just throw it away.
You can't. Yeah. Cocaine is a valuable commodity.
I think they're part of the farming commodity, so I think you can still make cocaine.
Community.
Community, yes. Yeah.
Commodity within the community.
A commodity within the community, yeah. Can you sit down? No, sit down.
I don't have any other segments.
Well, good. So press the fucking button.
All right, let's all take it.
All right, recommendations and then shout outs. Recommendations. Bones, got anything?
The one everyone's going to recommend, the Tiger King.
We'll be doing a podcast tomorrow about the Tiger King, so stay tuned.
It was
for that.
Incredible.
Joe as well as we're going to do a regular podcast, and then I want to do a podcast where we do a fantasy draft of all the characters from the show. So that'll be two.
Oh, Villa, the last episode.
I need to be involved in that.
We'll do two podcasts on that.
I insist on being involved in that.
Why don't we just do one? Why do we have to do two?
Well, I'd like to separate it.
Okay. All right, fine. Do whatever you want.
What else you got? That's it?
Songs, the new remix of Creep.
Good. Very good. Very good.
Really good song.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
That's it. That's all I got for recommendations.
You two fucking
Ozarks as well, who just started last night. Three episodes. I watched until somehow 2 o'clock in the morning.
I watched half of them, too.
Yeah, and it was... The first three episodes were fucking incredible.
Mm, it gets wilder.
Yeah,
it
I'm sure it does.
They're wilder?
I don't know how they could possibly get better from each season. They just keep getting better so far.
They go on like ridiculous permutations, but the acting's so good, it keeps you involved.
Really good acting. Very, very good acting. What's the woman's name? Laura Linney? Is that Laura Linney who's the actress?
I think it's Laura Dern.
Laura Dern. Why do I think
from
Laura
Jurassic Park fame.
Is that the girl that hooked up with
Dr. Ellie Sattler?
Baron Davis.
Yeah, Baron Davis, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she's married to Baron Davis.
She's fantastic at
they're not married.
At acting.
They weren't?
No. They were just dating. Huh. Just a quick update, by the way. Baker just texted me and said, now they are.
I still win.
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Why?
Don't try to take it away from me.
Because it was in the moment. I mean, your nipples are always hard. Like, they will eventually get hard at some point.
Yeah, like mine are right now. I'm cold. I got hard nips.
Man, with the Z.
Saying like, are you eating? No, but eventually. The
mine are hard. I didn't even realize.
All right, what do you guys have any recommendations, you fucking mongoloids?
I'm not going to repeat. Obviously, Bones recommended the best show in television history, Tiger King. But also, this is particularly for Chris and anyone else who likes Altered Carbon. I believe yesterday they released a anime spinoff movie called Altered Carbon Resleed, which I'm going to watch. I haven't watched it yet.
I'm not really
get involved, man.
I'm going to probably watch
not
it
not an anime
tonight.
Guy, but I did love Altered Carbon.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I'm not an anime
great.
Person either, but it's a, you know, it's a cool story. Same character. He's still in it. It's about Takeshi Kovacs. So, you know, should be cool.
Anything?
Yeah, I recommend stop watching the news and
I agree with
creating
that.
A Twitter if you don't have one and barrage your local politicians with
HMAC.
With vitriol.
Yeah.
It's vitriol.
Whatever.
And also start investing in
I can't say that.
Why? Oh, you can't legally say that.
I can't say that.
Yeah, definitely can't give.
Bye.
Financial.
I can say that though.
On the radio.
Start, you can say whatever you want.
I have a Weeble account now.
What is that?
You're a Weeble wobble.
Just get a Robinhood account.
It's the same thing. The song I'm going to recommend, I'm writing a blog about this, so stay tuned. It's called the Hallelujah song, the Tori Kelly version. The second verse of Hallelujah is about a peeping Tom who gets kidnapped and then becomes a sex slave for the person he was peeping on.
It seems like karma.
So I'm going to break this down because this is something that needs to be talked about.
It's like hallelujah. That's how the song goes, and it's
hallelujah.
A remix.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Chris, you should have done this in the beginning. This
what are you?
Why
is this at the end?
Well, because I haven't written it yet. That's why.
Well, just because you haven't written it.
Well, it has to be broken down. Here we go. Here we go. Listen to the second verse. You to the kitchen. Hold on. Was
strong. You can't hear? You needed
proof. Hold on. Let me see.
Press the button on the bottom.
Here we go. Your faith was strong. We're going to get there, right? You
needed good thing we're recording all of this fucking...
Here we go. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight. Saw her on the roof. Staring at her.
How long is this? She tied you to the
kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the and then she started making out with you to draw out the hallelujah. That song is about a peeping Tom who gets abducted by the peeper, the peepee.
So it's actually a peeping Tom's ideal goal.
Tied to a chair and made into a sex slave.
I don't want
to
be...
I want
are
that.
Those the real words, though? Yes. Or is that like a parody?
It's not a religious song. Word.
Yeah, it's not. It's a Leonard Cohen wrote it.
Yeah, Leonard Cohen is not exactly a religious person.
So why is it like a dramatic parts in movies where they're like, oh, hallelujah.
Because Hollywood's fucked up.
You're thinking of a different song.
Oh, my God.
No, we're not.
No, hallelujah
is just a word.
They always sing that.
They always sing that at like funerals and shit. They do that. Like, you know,
but they just sing the hallelujah part.
Yeah, they don't sing the part about someone getting fucking turned into a sex slave.
Holy shit.
But like ideal situation for the peeper.
How did you find that exactly?
I've been on a weird Christian Catholics like church song kicks, and then like that came up eventually.
Yeah, explain that. Yeah, hold on. Can we go back to the beginning of this fucking episode and discuss?
Are you thinking
about
joining a church?
No.
And stopping?
No, but like, you
know, you've been cutting down your drinking, you're getting healthy, you're going to join a church.
No,
what's going on?
I don't like this.
This is becoming an intervention.
We want to know what the fuck's going on with you.
I some songs like the...
My penis is very lonely.
What's the one?
Jesus Loves All the Little Children?
Jesus Walks?
Yeah, I was just in like a Catholic church sing-songy mood, so I started Googling
who
stuff.
Gets in that mood? Yeah,
you really are best friends with Mike DeLillo, aren't you?
I love piano hymnals. I like a good piano hymnal.
Okay.
So what's wrong with that?
Fucking Johnny Cash?
So I started getting into that, you know, like, and he will raise you up on eagle's wings. Like, that song bangs.
I went to a Catholic school.
So
We all went to Catholic school.
I started listening to that. Next thing I know, I'm listening to Hallelujah, and I'm singing the words, and I'm like, wait a minute. What the fuck did he just say? It tied you to a kitchen chair? And then I went and looked up the lyrics, and I was like, holy shit, this is fucking creepy.
Yeah, but that's not a church song.
I went down a rabbit hole of church songs and was bouncing around. Then I typed in the word hallelujah. This came up. I was like, oh, let's listen to Hallelujah. And next thing I know, I'm fucking thinking about, you know, sex slaves.
Mm-hmm. You're thinking about becoming a sex slave.
Yes, for being a peeping Tom.
Hmm. Is peeping Tom, being a peeping Tom illegal?
Yes.
Voyeurism? Yeah, probably.
Yeah. All right. That's good.
Only if you get caught. Everything's legal until you get caught.
Not probably. Definitely.
Shout outs. What do you guys got?
Shout out to my mother. She said she sent me something that's getting here today. I have no idea what it is. She's like, I ordered it a couple weeks ago. And, you know, obviously with everything, Amazon is anti-shout out to Amazon. They suck. They should be destroying this whole pandemic and just delivering everything on time with all the goods that you need. Anyway, shout out to my mother. That's all.
I want to say just, you know, shout out to all the doctors and nurses and hospital staff and Adam Baker.
And your mother.
Shout out to all the money market traders out there that are keeping the economy healthy.
Yeah. Are you, though?
What up, Murph? Shout out to Xi Jinping, the leader of China. While he may be murdering people who are speaking out against his government, he has taken them into basically being the second economic powerhouse in the 21st century. So shout out to you. Shout out to Soup. Shout out to Steven Deemer, younger Soup. Shout out to The Barnes, Matt Bailey. Great job on your appearance today. Shout out to Baker for your nipples. Shout out to the Baby Club, Luca, Emilia, Cristiano, Eva Rose, and Grant. Shout out to Kevy. Shout out to Greg E. Shout out to Mike Daddy, the MD. Shout out to John, you shallow and pedantic piece of shit. Shout out to our two mongoloid guests today, Young Sheezy and the Esquire Villera. Shout out to Bizarro Baker. And that's basically all I got.
Shout out to the Wuhan Weezer. Anti shout out to the government in general. Just in, you know, taking over the entire country, forcing people to do things that they don't want to do.
Anti shout out to Ravi Bala and Governor Phil Murphy. And James Dolan.
Always anti shout out to James Dolan.
And LeBron James. Fuck you. Bye, guys!
I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
Great episode. Great episode.